Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Platinum 2 Executive Director Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome everyone to tonight's Monday, February 16, 2009, More Success Team Prepaid Legal Conference Call. Tonight's call is being recorded and will be available for playback on our moresuccessteam.com website. I also want to encourage everyone to get out a pen and a notepad because you want to take notes. Our guest speaker tonight is absolutely dynamic, and she's got some great things to share with everyone. Okay, now to introduce tonight's special guest speaker, I want to go to Ada, Oklahoma, and the Millionaire Club member, the Executive Vice President of Prepaid Legal, the leader of our More Success team, Mr. Ken Moore. Are you on, Mr. Moore?
Can you hear me okay, Randy?
Yes, sir.
Well, you know, Randy, first time I met this lady, I knew she was a beautiful lady and absolutely outstanding. I knew she was a very sweet person. And, you know, I really found out why she was so sweet. So she used to make jelly, and she was a supervisor at the Smucker's Company, and anybody who's ever seen Smucker's jelly, they know how great it is. So that has a lot to do with her being sweet, I'm sure, you know. And she worked, you know, long hours, Randy, 6-7 nights a week, 10-12 hours a shift. Live paycheck to paycheck, and now after she's got with prepaid, she earns more income than her father did, even after he had worked 30 years for the same company. So I think that's a pretty inspirational story in itself. But she's a platinum executive director, you know, millionaire club member, platinum jacket earner, $250,000 ring earner, just an outstanding person. And it's an honor and a privilege to have Miss Tiffany Ballot on our call tonight. Tiffany, thank you so much for getting on.
Mr. Moore, thank you so much for that kind introduction, and it is truly an honor to be a guest on your team conference call. You have been an inspiration to me since the day I got involved with Prepaid Legal and got a chance to learn about all the success stories, and yours is one that definitely keeps us moving. So thank you so much to you and your family and to your entire team. So
thank you very, very much.
Thank you, sir. And good evening to everyone in the More Success team. My name is Beverly Malott. I have been involved with the company for quite a few years to me. I got started in March of 2000, and I did used to make jelly for a living, and I did work 70 hours a week, and on third shift on top of that, and was living check to check and really just wanted to make an extra $500 a month, but didn't want to get a second job, and found Prepaid Legal by accident. Met a gentleman while I was out of town with my younger sister, and he told me what he did for a living, and I wasn't happy with what I was doing for a living, so I literally implored him to send information to me, and he did, and I decided to get involved. And I'd never done anything like this before, so this was not my background. This was not something that I knew anything about. In fact, much to my chagrin in saying this now, I actually had a very low opinion of what I do for a living right now because I was raised in a household where I was taught to go to school and get the good grades and get the good job, and all of your problems would be set, would be taken care of. And so got involved with this company on a very part-time basis. 5 hours total my first month. It really didn't take me a lot of time at all to get started. And my first month, I made an extra $1,000. My second month, I took the same amount of time. I made an extra $1,500. My third month, I'll be honest, I found some more time and I made some more money. And by my fifth month, I reached the top of the company. And I was an executive director after a short amount of time in Prepaid Legal, 5 months, and was able to walk away from my job. And I was making more money doing Prepaid Legal part-time than I was making jelly full-time. So I walked away from my job in August of 2000, and I have not had to work a job since. 3 years after I walked away from my job, I got the six-figure ring in Prepaid Legal. I was earning over $100,000 a year from home. And just a little over 2 years ago, I married my best friend and business partner, John Malott, who I met while I was doing this business. And he was earning $250,000 a year when we got married. So now I'd like to say I have my money and his money, and I'm one of the happiest women in Prepaid Legal. Not as happy probably as Ms. Charlene Moore, but I'm working on it. So, but we are definitely very blessed with this opportunity. We get a chance to work our business from home. We get a chance to spend incredible time with our three daughters and the one that's on the way. So we're excited. And so this opportunity has been a major blessing for me. But I'll tell you, the very best part of my story is that all we do for a living now is help other people. We help people get protected with their service. We help people change their lives with this opportunity. And that was not something I was even able to do when I was making jelly. I was not really helping people. I think I was making a contribution, but I could not make the impact that I wanted. And so that's why I'm so grateful and feel so blessed to be a part of this great company for almost 9 years. So when I spoke to Ms. Denton, she asked me to cover some things on what it, basically my story and what people need to hear. So I, what a new person would need to hear. And I think what a new person needs to hear is what any of us need to hear at any time in our business. I've been around for, like I said, 9 years, and the things that I heard in the beginning are the things that still help me build my business today. So I'm just going to share a few tips with everyone on the line, and I'm going to tell you right now, it's probably not going to be something you've never heard before, because one thing that I know is that wisdom is all around us, and we hear it all the time. Sometimes we just don't grasp it, or we don't get it when we first hear it, because maybe we're not ready for it, or we needed to hear it from someone else. So I'm hoping and praying that what you hear from me will definitely impact you and change your life, and I must start with Oklahoma City. I have to start there. Because everyone on the line right now is an associate. It doesn't matter if you just got started yesterday. It doesn't matter if you've been involved for as long as me or longer. Everyone should be heading to the Oklahoma City Convention in March. And this is why. When I got involved with the company, I got started right around the beginning of March. And 10 days later, I was at my first big event. One thing, I had a great sponsor, and one thing my sponsor did was he realized, since he was in Maryland and I was in Memphis, a long-distance recruit, the best thing he could do for me was to get me plugged in and get me seeing the big picture. And so he helped me get to the big event. He got me hooked up with people that I could room with. He told me when I needed to be there. He even helped me get someone else's registration. Really, all I had to do was to get there, and that's what I did. And he promoted it, and he told me, even though you don't understand anything, even though you don't know, you haven't even marketed a membership yet, even though all of those things, if you get to this big event, your learning curve is going to be so much better. It's going to be so much greater, and you are going to understand things that in 2 or 3 days that you wouldn't have been able to understand if you had spent 6 months just trying to read the information. And I trusted him. He promoted it. He made me believe that the International Convention was where I needed to be, and he was absolutely right. So 10 days after I got involved with this company, I was in Oklahoma. Now, I'd never been to Oklahoma before, didn't know anyone in this business except my sponsor. In fact, I had only seen him once before, and that's when I first met him. And when I got there, everyone was a stranger to me. And I was nervous, and I was scared, and I started thinking that I had made a big mistake. But when I got there and I found my sponsor and I sat in those seats and I heard those success stories, I got a chance to hear from Mr. Stonecipher. I got a chance to see the likes of Mr. and Mrs. Moore walk across the stage and hear their backgrounds. When I got a chance to hear the passion from every person who walked across that stage, when I got a chance to see how big Prepaid Legal really was, even though I had never heard of it before, I knew not only was I in the right opportunity, but I knew I had found my home. And that was something I never felt before. I never felt a calm. I never felt a peace. And I never felt really excited about where I could go with any company. I was in the Air Force and I didn't get excited about it. I had jobs before, worked for large companies, and never truly felt like I was at home. But when I got there to that first international convention, I knew I had found a place that not only could I succeed, but I could grow from the inside out. And that is what really changed everything for me. And, you know, there are people that I worked with that saw me before I went to that big event and saw me after. And literally, it sounds funny, but people said they saw a glimmer in my eyes. People said they saw things had changed in me, and I was totally different. And it was a change in me. I was totally different because that glimmer in my eye was finally the glimmer of hope, because I was finally in a place that not only showed me that I could control my destiny, but they were going to help me do it. And that's what changed me. That's why my step, my walk, my talk, everything was different. And even though I still didn't know how to market a membership properly, even though I still couldn't explain everything about that service, I knew that I was in the right place, and all I had to do was follow the simple system and I would have success. And that's what happened to me. And I went back sharing the great news about Prepaid Legal, and I was able to make $1,000 my first month and recruit 6 associates, and we just went from there. And so I've never, ever missed a big event in all the years that I've been involved, and I know that's one of the main ingredients to my success, is that I've never missed a big event because there's something about it. People think that they can skip one and get to the next one. You can never, ever skip a big event because that is the event that has exactly what you need to catapult you to the next level. So I've never missed a big event, and I look forward. I get giddy. I get excited knowing that it's coming up because here is just another piece of the puzzle that's going to be locked into place for me. Here's just another combination, another number in the combination lock that I'm going to get a chance to put in my combination, and it's going to get me that much closer to where I want to go. And then just hearing the training, the stories, the success, and feeling and being in an environment where everyone is on the same page as you, where you don't have to explain, you don't have to try to be understood, because everyone is there and everyone there knows how you feel, and they're all shooting for the same thing and wanting to help you get there as well. There's no place to be in March but Oklahoma City. So if you have not registered, okay, today was the last day, but you can still get there. If you have to get someone else's registration, because unfortunately things happen, people can't make it, then you start calling your upline support now. You start saying to them, look, I have got to get to this event because I want my life to change. The only way you change things for the better in this business truly is to get to the big event in addition to all of the other things that you do in your home market. So you've got to get there, and all it really takes is a decision. All it really takes is a decision that I will be there. Now, let me give you some tips on this. Now, some people are worried about their jobs. The way jobs treat people today, I don't know why we're still worried about jobs. Now, if you know you have a job that you know that they don't let people off, they just act crazy, don't even ask them. Don't even ask them. Just get your plane ticket, get your rental car, get your carpool, however you're getting to Oklahoma City, and just know, put it in your calendar and tell your family that this is where I will be. And then about Wednesday or Thursday, get a cough, get seriously ill on Thursday, and then just don't come back to work until Monday, because you're going to change your life in Oklahoma City with Prepaid Legal. If you do have a job that is going to allow you to take off, then take off. Let everybody know and recruit some people from your job and take them with you. That's what I did, and that's when I went executive director 60 days later. Another thing that I want to tell you about with OKC is don't let anything stand in your way. Usually the minute we make a decision to do anything that's going to change our lives for the better, excuse my language, but that's when all hell breaks loose. That's when your car breaks down, or that's when the water heater blows out, or that's when someone has this, or someone has that, or the babysitter says, I don't think I can do it. But don't let it get in your way, because that is just lack and debt and misfortune trying to keep you from getting to the other side of it. So you have got to make a decision to be there, and you've got to promote it and get other people on your team there as well. Every time I took people to the big event with me, my organization exploded. And here was what was better. It wasn't so much, it was great that my income went up and my commission level went up and I got better, but it was amazing to take someone to the big event and then come back home and see their income go up, to see their lives get better, and to see them change from the inside out for the better as well. So we've got to get to people to the big event. It is not enough to get there yourself. You've got to take people with you. But if you haven't made the decision, you've got to make the decision now. I can tell you right now, in this time, especially with this economy, especially with what's going on and all the doom and gloom and all the things that's happening, we have got to get in around people that know that there's a way. There's a better way, and there's a way out of all of these situations. And we've got to get around experts that are going to show us how to do it. See, the problem that I have with what we see, the media and all this stuff, is that everyone's telling us the problem, but no one can give us a solution. Everyone's telling us what's wrong, but no one can show us how to make our situation right. Only the people in Prepaid Legal, people with tried, true, proven success, like your leadership, like Mr. Stonecipher, like Mr. Wilbur Smith, and so many others, those are the people that are going to be pouring out to us from stage to show us how we can make in the midst of what everyone else is saying, how we can make our situation better and take other people with us. And if anyone is thinking, well, I just can't do it, I just cannot make it, I have my kids, I don't know if I can get a babysitter, or I have this job, or I don't have enough money, first of all, we are in an opportunity where we can make as much money as we want. And you can decide right now how much you need to get to Oklahoma City. And guess what? There are people out there who need this service, people out there who want to market this service to help us make enough money to get there. Set the goal, work the plan, and just make it happen. So money is never an issue. You don't have to go to your bank account or your credit cards or anything right now. We just need to go to Prepaid Legal, the system that we're already a part of, and market these memberships and help other people do the same thing, and you'll have your money in no time. So money for us is never an excuse, because we have an opportunity where we can have predictable income. Whatever amount I want to make, I know how to get it done because of Prepaid Legal Services. I know how many I need to talk to. I know how I need to talk to them. I know who can help me talk to them. I know what tools to use to talk to them. All we've got to do is go make it happen. And if anyone is thinking that they can't take as little as 72 hours towards your financial future, towards your better life, towards your children having a different lifestyle than the one you have today, if you don't have 72 hours to make that happen, then you don't want a different destiny. You don't want a different plan, and you don't want your life to be different, because I always feel sorry for people when I sit down with them and they don't see Prepaid Legal. I feel sorry for them because the blinders are still on and they just don't get it. But I feel even sorrier for those of us who have gotten involved with this opportunity, who saw it, who saw what it could do for us, but we still are in it now, and we don't use it to make it happen. And remember, the decision you make today does not just affect you. It affects your children. It affects your grandchildren, if you have any. It affects your spouse or significant other. It affects people you don't even know yet. Lives that you're supposed to impact and change, their lives won't be changed for the better because only you were the one who could do it. And because of this one event, it sounds crazy. How can missing one event keep me from changing lives? Because this was the event that you were going to get what you needed to become that person to change all of those lives. So that's why I don't miss them. That's why, Lord willing, I will be there this year, probably 8.5 months pregnant and all, but I am doing all I can to get to that big event, and I am taking as many people with me as I can. And I just really want, that's what I think everyone needs to hear right now. Work the system. We have the greatest comp plan there is out there. We have a product everyone needs. Today, when I was leaving, my husband and I were leaving the house to run some errands and do some appointments, and there were two young ladies. One was a college graduate, just graduated from college. I live in Wisconsin, for those of you who don't know, and on a good day, in this time of year, it's 30 degrees. These young ladies were walking around going door to door trying to sell AT&T over Time Warner, cable, internet, all that stuff, in 30-degree weather, and they work from 10 a.m. to 8 o'clock p.m., and they're going door to door to door asking for time to try to sell me on something else. And when those young ladies were finished, I gave them information, invited them to our luncheon, did everything so they could see a better way, and they were very excited. And what I saw was two young ladies who didn't know that there was something else out there. And here we are. We have it. All we have to do is share it with them. And there's so many people who want to know of a better way. So many people now who are hungry for it. All we have to do is make sure we tell them about it. We can't keep this a secret any longer. We have to change the lives, and we have to get to the big event to make the next part of 2009 even better than this first part. So that's really what I think. I think that's what's timely. I think that's what we need to hear, is that right now you need to be getting Players Club qualified. The second half of this month can be the best half of this month for you. There are too many lives out there that need to be changed with this service and opportunity, and if it's not happening in our business, it's all because of us. So if you want things to change, just change some things in you, and it will definitely, definitely happen for you. So I just hope that this was helpful. I just hope that everyone sees that you have to do this. And let me just say this about the big event, and then I'll wrap up. one thing I believe when in the 10 core commitments, people ask me, well, why do I need to go to the weekly briefing? And I say, well, if you fellowship anywhere, whatever your religious background is, you probably go at least once a week to get trained, to get taught, to get fed, whatever you call it, to get reinforced. Because the world is tough out there, and you need somebody to fill you up again, to help you face the world for another week at least. And that's why I grew up in church. That's why we go to church every week, because we need to get fed. We need to get reinforced. We need to get filled up. And that really, for us, Pre-State Legal Associates, that is what the weekly briefing is. That's why we have to go every single week. We can't just sit at home and try to help ourselves. We got to get around positive people who think and act like us so we can get reinforced and we can face the world again. And then when people say, well, why do I need to go to the big event? And I always say, well, if going to the weekly briefing is like going to church, if you will, for those of us who fellowship somewhere, if it's like going to church, then going to the big event is like going to revival. Now, I grew up in the South going to church, like, seemed like all the time. And you could go to church every single week for 52 weeks, but if you ever missed revival, you just missed it all. It was something incredible about revival, something on a whole nother level. It was something about people from all over coming together with the same philosophies, the same thought process, the same beliefs, but different ways, different people doing it, and it brought this energy and this synergy that gave you this, you could not sit still. You could not not say something and do something with what you believe after it. And sometimes it would last a day, sometimes it would last 3 days, but it was like everyone coming together, and it was a revival, and you just felt on a whole nother level after it was over. Well, I would never put my salvation, I put Pre-State Legal above my salvation, but I will tell you that Pre-State Legal, when we go to this big event, it is like a Pre-State Legal revival. It's when family members, friends, cousins, second cousins all come together, and we all believe in the same thing, the same process, the same philosophies, the same everything. We all come together in one place, and we share the best of the best. We teach each other. We reinforce each other. We build each other up, and we walk out with this fire in our belly that allows us to go out and share the good news and share the word and change so many people's lives. And Pre-State Legal is just that. It is good news, and it is something everyone needs to hear. So if anything, if you don't do anything, but if you don't remember anything from me, remember that you should never make an excuse, and you should make it to every big event. Every success story in this company was sacrificing and getting to big events before they were a success story. They didn't wait and become a success story and then go to the big event. They, when they couldn't afford it, when they had to bunk with four, five, six other people in a room, when they had to carpool before they could afford suites and room service and everything else, they were there because they saw it happening. And that's what we definitely need to do right now. We need to get registered, or at least get other people planning to go if they aren't already registered. Don't use anything as an excuse and get as many people to this big event. With the economy the way it is and with what Pre-State Legal has to offer, this should be our greatest event, our largest event, our most life-changing event, and the most impactful numbers we've ever had coming out of it, because people need it and we've got the answer. And when we all come together, we can really make it happen. So with that, that's what I wanted to share with everyone. I hope it was helpful. I pray that it was a blessing to someone on the line tonight. And once again, I thank the Moores for having me on, and I look forward to seeing you guys in Oklahoma City. So I'll turn it back over to you, sir.
Well, thank you so much, Tiffany, for being on this Malott, for doing such a fantastic job. I got very excited just listening to your passion about this business. And, again, congratulations on the new addition to your family.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, and I'll see you guys in OKC.
All right. We appreciate that very much. Make sure and tell John how much we appreciate him also.
We appreciate you, and I definitely will. Bye-bye.
This is Kenneth, and we appreciate you very much. Tell John hello, and like Randy said, congratulations on new baby to be, and your passion, your enthusiasm is contagious, and we thank God that you're in Pre-State Legal.
Well, Mr. Moore, thank you, and once again to you and Ms. Charlene, thank you for being an inspiration for all of us. Even people who aren't on the Moore Success Team have been blessed by your success, and we have success stories because of it. So thanks a lot. You guys have a great night.
God bless.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
All right, now I want to go out to the state of Utah and to the top recruiter on our Moore Success Team, Executive Director, Mr. Ryan Burns. Ryan, are you on?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me okay?
I can, Ryan. Mr. Burns, I want to congratulate you for 122 recruits that you personally put on last year on our More Success team. We're going to congratulate you and give you a great big award in Oklahoma City when you come up at our More Success team. We're excited about that. But you've got a guest on our call tonight that's also doing a great job. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. The most exciting thing is he's just brand new in the company, but he's just showing how, you know, the system is very duplicatable. You don't have to be an expert at the business, just getting out there and doing some activity, and he's having some tremendous success just in his first couple of weeks in the business.
Well, great. Why don't you introduce him and let him say just a few words?
Sure. Well, his name is Russ, and Russ is just, he got started about 3 weeks ago. I don't want to steal any of his thunder, but you guys are welcome to, you know, ask him any questions that you'd like. But we're a little sad with, you know, getting on to the call, you know, on time, because I've just been so impressed with this guy, because he had a PDR that we just did. I believe there was 15 to 20 people. We finished it right at 8 o'clock, trying to finish on time to get on the call with you guys today. So you could very well be a top recruiter again this week. But let me just go ahead and let you guys speak to Russ. Here you go, Russ.
Hello.
Welcome to the call, Russ.
Welcome to the call, Russ. Ken Moore speaking.
Thank you.
Why don't you just tell everybody just a little bit about what you're doing, that you're able to recruit so many people in the business?
You know, I'm just going about putting the tools in front of people and inviting people out to the events we have here in Utah, the lunches and things like that. And the tools are pretty much just doing it for me. Not really too difficult to do. I'm just using the plan that was put in front of me, and seems to be working.
Very duplicatable system, and that's the reason you're very successful in this business. You're just sort of following the leader. Is that correct? Mr. Burns is sort of leading you by example, I understand.
Yes, that's pretty much it.
Well, what is your background, Russ?
Hello. Been in construction pretty much all my life. I worked for the state of Utah, driving snow plows. I worked 70, 80 hours a week, was always on call. If it snowed, I had to work. I couldn't go out of town. I couldn't go anywhere and do the hunting and fishing that I enjoyed doing, because I was always on call. If any chance of snow, I had to be in the city. I was involved in a car accident, lost my job, had to have my back and neck fused, just recovering from that, graduated from college, and just found this, and now I'm going to just do this full time. I'm very passionate about it and feel like this is going to be my future. I'm going to do this full time and not ever go back to corporate America.
I tell you what, you're going to quit driving snow plows and go hunting and fishing when you need to, because you certainly set an example, and your enthusiasm is just tremendous. And like Randy and Jeremy and I said, after you have your product now, the rest of us 85% enthusiasm, you certainly have that. It's an honor for us to have you on our team.
Well, Russ, keep up the good work. You bet. We appreciate it, and I appreciate you, Mr. Burns, for being on the call tonight. Thank you, guys. Keep up the good work, and we look forward to seeing you in Oklahoma City.
No problem. Thank you, guys. We'll see you there.
All right. Now I want to go out to the state of Arizona to $250,000 income earner, Ring Earner Millionaire Club member, Mr. Tony Hughes. Tony, are you on the call?
Yes, sir. Mr. Moore, I'm actually in Utah. I just got out of my snow plow.
Okay.
I figured you'd do something, Tony.
Well, Tony, we've got the convention coming up, and, you know, I would like you to go ahead and share it. I know today was actually the last day that a person could get a ticket at the $135 rate. We fixed up something special on our More Success team with Mr. Jason Rammelsberg's help that's going to help some people. So why don't you go ahead and tell everybody about that?
Absolutely. I really enjoyed hearing that last gentleman's story. That was great. It's always inspirational to hear people that come out of real-life jobs and come in and work real hard, apply that same work ethic, and go to the top with prepaid legal. That's awesome. Mr. Moore, we have – in fact, it's kind of interesting watching. I'm in Mr. Rammelsberg's office, our webmaster, and literally as the call's been going on, he's been updating the moresuccessteam.com website. If everybody can just write that down, moresuccessteam, M-O-O-R-E, like Ken and Randy and Jeremy Moore, successteam.com. If you go on there right now, you'll see a picture of downtown Oklahoma City. And right below the picture on the homepage of the downtown in Oklahoma City, you'll see a link that says View MST, that stands for More Success Team, OKC 2009 Exchange Forum. Once you click on that link, you'll need to go in and create an account. And all I can tell you is I just did it myself, and you've got to read the instructions. We have to keep it very secure because there's companies out there that try and post pornography into these forums, and so the security is a little bit more tight. So when you get ready to go set up your passcode, you've got to use one capital letter, you've got to use one number, and you've got to use one symbol. Is that correct? Oh, took the symbols out. So just a capital letter and a number, at least, in your passcode. I think it has to be at least 6 characters long. You go in and set your passcode and your login up and create an account. And what we're doing this for is because there's always people in the last 30 days or so as we get ready to go to convention, for one reason or another, maybe they can't attend. They're pregnant. They just had a baby. They've got tickets to sell. They've gotten, you know, deathly ill and can't go or whatever. And so they've got tickets to sell. They don't want to lose the money that they've invested in those tickets. And we also have people that are just coming on board that are brand new that want to buy tickets. Well, right now, you can't buy a ticket online from Prepaid Legal. Today was the cutoff. And so you have to actually show up in Oklahoma City and buy a ticket at the convention for $155 per person, which is still, you know, a huge bargain. If you put a zero on the end of that 155, you would really be paying what it's worth, or maybe even a lot more than that, to go to the convention, like Ms. Malott said. But what we suggest that you do is go on to moresuccessteam.com, click on that link that I mentioned just a minute ago, register, because there's going to be people on there going to be selling their tickets for $95. In fact, I would just encourage anybody that's listening tonight, if you have tickets that you need to sell and you paid more than $95, you're probably not going to recoup your investment, because we've been doing this for 9 years now, and it's very difficult to sell more than $95. The market will not bear that because there's just so many people trying to dump their tickets, and there's even more people trying to buy their tickets. So you'll be able to do that. You'll also be able to go on if you need a roommate at a hotel. If you're looking for a hotel room, maybe you've got an extra hotel room, you can go on there and post it on the moresuccessteam.com website. If you need a ride to Oklahoma City, maybe you're looking for carpool or something like that, we actually have it divided into 3 categories. If you go on there, you'll be able to see the link that says 2009 OKC Convention. And when you click on that link, it has it broken out into 3 different categories. One, of course, is for hotels, one, of course, is for tickets, and one is for rideshare. So I would encourage you guys, just go on there, create your account. If you have anything that you need to communicate, this is the forum that we're going to use so that people don't have to, you know, keep calling around and wanting to know where the tickets are or whatever. Mr. Moore is going to be sending emails out with people that have tickets that they need to sell or tickets that they need to purchase, but we want to funnel everybody into this forum so that we've got a centralized location where people can find out, you know, where the tickets are and how much they are and who they need to contact to purchase them and that sort of thing. So we believe that'll be a very helpful tool, Mr. Moore, and thank Mr. Jason Rammelsberg for putting that together for the More Success Team.
Absolutely. Jason does a wonderful job for us, and he's just top-notch. We do appreciate all of his expertise, because I sure couldn't do it, but I do appreciate his help with that. Also, again, when you go to that website, in the upper left-hand corner, you can register for the More Success Team breakout session. We encourage everyone to do that while you're in Oklahoma City. That's where we come together. That's when you'll be able to see the top recruiters and producers and the top platinums and all the top leaders on our More Success Team. It's just a great time to get together and just see what it's all about. So with that, Mr. Moore, I want to thank you, Mr. Hughes, for helping me out there, and I want to thank Ms. Malott for being on the call tonight, and, of course, Mr. Burns and Russ, thank you guys for being on. Appreciate all the hard work you guys are doing. With that, Mr. Moore, I'll turn the call back over to you.
Can you hear me okay, Randy?
Yes, sir.
I tell you, Randy, what a tremendous call. Everybody, this is a fantastic job, and, of course, I appreciate everything that Jason does. Of course, Tony there that does. It's going to be one of the very best conventions I think, Randy, we have ever had. I wouldn't miss it for anything in the world, and certainly not miss a breakout session. You know, Randy, I had nothing to do with this call, but I was excited this morning on the group call when I found out that one of our people had actually opened more groups this year than Rob Best had, and was only eight sales behind Rob Best for the year. I thought
Rob Best is the number one person in the entire country.
Yeah, I said, this is not a bad deal. You know, our team's really growing. It's growing in all areas, different legs. It's tremendous the way it's doing. Our people seem like more than ever coming together, helping each other. Whatever lag they're in, it doesn't matter. They're right out there to help it. And that's what it's all about, Randy. So I just like to thank everybody from the bottom of my heart. Say, just keep on putting God first and your family second and prepaid third. And God bless you, everyone, and good night.
Good night, everyone.